This is First Up. Every morning, come and hang on First Up. The only show that brings the bang. It's First Up.
You're listening to First Up on TSN 1050.
This is First Up.
You ain't first, you're last.
The American Thanksgiving edition of First Up here on TSN 1050, streaming worldwide, tsn1050.ca and the iHeartRadio Canada app. Aaron Korolnik and Carlo Kuliakovo. Coco, a late night for the boys last night. I mean, the Memphis Grizzlies and the Raptors, that game didn't end until 10:45. The Toronto Maple Leafs, they played the LA Kings at 10. That game didn't end until well after midnight. But who cares, buddies? Two dubs for the boys. The Toronto parlay hits.
Nice.
And both the Leafs and the Raps emerge victorious on Wednesday evening. How you feeling? A little sluggish this morning, I'm going to guess?
Very, very sluggish this morning. But
I hear you, man. I hear you. Late night.
Feeling it, yeah, feeling it in a positive way. I mean, you know, it was a long day waiting for, you know, those two games to start, and, you know, going to sleep last night, I actually fell asleep midway through the third. Luckily, there was a nice nap that was taken in the afternoon to sort of help energize myself. But the adrenaline was flowing for me yesterday. I was keeping myself really busy. I was doing a lot of house cleaning, as you saw what I posted on social media yesterday about finding an old box of fan mail, which was incredible. I had, like, literally probably about 100 envelopes that I'd found from 10 years ago, my time in St. Louis. And so we're returning all those autographs to those young fans and stuff, and I made it a priority that I'm going to return them. It'll be a nice 10-year Christmas gift.
I don't want this anymore. Kuliakovo, yeah. That guy's ancient.
I just hope the addresses still work.
Exactly. Well, it's funny because I remember back in the day when we used to go in, the O-Dog. This is the early part of TSN Radio. I used to work very closely with the O-Dog, and he got a ton of letters sent to TSN. Hey, O-Dog, will you sign this? Whatever, and he never did. Actually, there was a point in time where I go, okay, man, here's what we're going to do. You're going to sign all these things that I will personally mail them back. So if you ever got a letter from a signed card from Jeff O'Neill about 7 or 8 years ago, you can thank me, not Jeff O'Neill, because yes, he signed them, but I was the one who delivered it. And man, nice. I think let's start with the Leafs last night. A very
revenge game, buddy.
Your phrase,
the revenge game.
Well, it's such a collection of teams. The Leafs and the LA Kings have so many parts who are on those respective teams at some point in time. I mean, you talk about Kyle Clifford not in the lineup last night, but certainly Wayne Simmonds, who put on a show with one of the nicest assists we've seen from this Maple Leafs team this season. You think about a collection of Toronto Maple Leafs, and Jack Campbell being another one who was, again, outstanding. I mean, he allowed two goals or fewer for the 13th time in 16 games this year, and everything seemed to be going just perfectly for the Toronto Maple Leafs at this point in time. Sean Durzi on the other side for the Kings.
Wow.
His first career
revenge
goal
game for him.
His former team. So the Toronto Maple Leafs, a 6-2 win, and we've been talking about the defensive acumen, kind of how things have shifted for the Leafs. They were 26th in the NHL in goals per game heading into last night, but maybe it's kind of a progression to the mean in that respect, where the goals are about to come and they're able to keep the goaltending and defensive side of the game intact to at least some degree, and that bodes very well for what we can expect from this team going forward.
You know, it's amazing how things have worked out for this Maple Leafs team this year, where, you know, when they get an extended couple of days off between games, and, you know, it's on the media to think of storylines of this team, and they figure out the storylines of this team, how quickly this Maple Leafs team responds to those storylines. I mean, you mentioned it yesterday about how they're 26th in the league in goals scored and how this team, as good as they've been, they're due to break out, and they have their breakout game of the year, scoring six goals, the most goals they've scored. All the talk about Austin Matthews, and it's like, oh, Austin Matthews having a good season, but he hasn't scored 5-on-5. Scores his 5-on-5 goal. You know, Simmons steps up. Sandin has a breakout game with 3 assists. Jack Campbell returns to L.A., and Jake Muzz returns to L.A. and played one of their best games of the season. It's just so much happened in one game after everything that had been talked about this team, and it was a good game for them. I mean, you know, two winners of their first two games on the road trip, but they looked really impressive doing it.
Dominant. And when we talked yesterday about how we were hopeful that the Toronto Maple Leafs would put up some crooked numbers early in this game, so maybe we could get some sleep. That's exactly what they did. So the Leafs 6-2 winners. We'll break it all down with Mike Johnson, our TSN hockey analyst, at 7:45 for Leafs Breakfast. And we'll also talk a lot about the Raptors' performance last night and a first half to forget. The Raptors giving up 71 points in the first half to Memphis, a team notorious for abysmal defensive performances. Man, did they put that on display last night in the second half. So we will tell you about that. A tremendous second half performance from Precious Achiuwa in the third quarter and Carey Trent Jr., my boy, in the fourth. You're listening to First Up here on TSN 1050. We'll be right back. I want to start with a tweet from Josh Leuenberg, our Raptors reporter, who will join us a little bit later in the program. And this is about the first half of yesterday's Raps-Grizzlies game. On the season, the Raptors giving up 42 points per game in the paint. Per game in the paint. And the Memphis Grizzlies had 42 points in the first half in the paint yesterday. So truly a brutal first half for the Toronto Raptors. The Memphis Grizzlies had 71 points on 61% shooting from the field, but the Raptors flushed the first half performance right down the toilet and came out strong in the second half. They allowed just 41 points in the second half to the Toronto Raptors, and just a really, really impressive bounce back. And it's one of those things that we've seen in through the course of time in sports where, you know, you go into halftime or you go into maybe the second intermission in the NHL and you just come out with a renewed focus, a renewed energy. And that was exactly what happened with the Raps, man. And you talk about Precious Achiuwa and Gary Trent Jr., who rotated dominant quarters. Achiuwa with 17 in third, Trent with 17 in the fourth, 17 of 26. I mean, what a revelation Gary Trent has been for the Toronto Raptors this year. A very impressive win. A game the Raptors could have just packed it in, right? I mean, when you're down 12 at the half, you're on the road, fifth game of six on a road trip, you could be like, all right, but not the Raps. A very impressive W for them.
Very impressive. And I'm not going to lie, I shared some of that same frustration yesterday watching the Raps too, is they played a really good first half. Like, very efficient on the offensive end. But then you look at the points that they gave up. It was 71 points they gave up. Like, all the talk and the criticism around how poor defensively this team has played really let them down in the first half. And then all of a sudden, a great comment from Dylan Brooks post-game, basically calling Nick Nurse a guru. Because something was said at halftime, there was an adjustment made, which is what Nick Nurse is known to be very good at, making these in-game adjustments, and the Raptors found their identity on defense again. You mentioned it, it was 42 points they gave up in the second half. That's the way they need to play defense, because they were really efficient on the offensive end. Like you talked about, the points, Gary Trent Jr., 26 points, Pascal Siakam with 17, Fred VanVleet with 23, Scotty Barnes with 7-3, and Precious Achiuwa, 17. And the crazy thing about Precious Achiuwa is he scored all those 17 points in one quarter, the third quarter.
Yeah.
And so you really love to see the fight and the comeback that the Raptors were able to make in this game, because it really, you know, it really allowed them to feel good about the effort that they gave in that game. And it was a tale of two halves, really, is what it was. They did enough to keep up, to keep themselves in the game. I mean, you talk about putting up 59 points in a first half. That's pretty good in a high scoring league.
Oh, it's actually below average below average when you're playing Memphis, the worst defensive team in the NBA.
Right.
I think they give up 116 a game. So, I mean, it's crazy how terrible Memphis is defensively. Think about, like, the old school days of the Grizzlies with Tony Allen and Marc Gasol, and that team just was the grit and grind was the Memphis Grizzlies motto, and now it's anything but. It's
grit
just give up
and
a
grind.
Ton of points. They are just brutal, brutal defensively. But, yeah, I think what you said about the Raps and the resiliency they showed, and it's one of those things where you come out in the second half, and Nick Nurse discuss that. Why don't we cue that clip up? What happened in the second half? Because you give the credit to Nurse. I mean, Fred VanVleet deserves a lot of credit, too, because you could see he had a renewed emphasis on defense in the second half. But here's Nurse on what transpired in half two versus half one.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just overall energy that translates from one end to the other, but there was plenty of screws to be turned after that first half defense. Right, it was a long way for talking about screwing up. Yeah, it was much better, and I think just everything. I mean, it fuels when you're executing. I always talk about this when you're defensive execution, and you start doing the schemes, and you start playing help defense. It always turns into playing better execution and help offense. If that makes any sense.
Makes
a lot of sense.
To me.
Yeah,
couldn't defend the paint at all in the first half. It was just, John Morant, let's go in and just hammer one on Chris Boucher. I mean, that was a tough one. By the way, did you see the Anthony Edwards dunk last night? Like, if you haven't seen
that, that play pisses me off. And it pisses me off because that should be recognized as an incredible highlight of last night. But that dumb referee decided to call an offensive foul on that play.
Yeah, I know.
Like, are you kidding me?
The guy I've ever seen.
Like, the guy was in Jordan Airborne midway
Jordan
through the dunk.
That high.
And the guy steps outside the key and draws an offensive foul. Like, give me a break already. That guy was getting posterized. Like, come on. It was an incredible dunk. The guy jumped from just outside the foul line and posterized the guy, but they called an offensive foul.
Yeah, it was garbage. Like,
we can't even recognize that as a great highlight because it doesn't count.
Nah, I'll still recognize it. Why not? And why don't we recognize what Dylan Brooks had to say about Nick Nurse? And you mentioned the guru commentary. Let's hear it, Chrissy.
They made adjustments. We weren't hitting shots. We were trading baskets. And they turned it up. They got a good coach over there in Nick Nurse, who, you know, is a guru, loves to, you know, meddle with the game. And he made an adjustment and it paid off.
Is that a recruiting? Is that a recruiting? Well, a hidden
Canada
recruiting
basketball,
message?
Right?
I mean, Nick Nurse, or hey, one day hoops. when Dylan Brooks becomes a free agent, I mean, he'd be a welcome addition to this Raptors team.
Absolutely. No doubt. Right. Dylan Brooks, a young star, a young rising star. So that's the story with the Leafs. That's the story with the Raps. A couple of dubs on the board and done in very impressive fashion for both. I mean, you talk about the Leafs with a six-goal explosion. The Raptors putting up 126 on a terrible defensive team, but still putting up 126. Coco, I got to tell you about a parlay my boy had last night.
Oh, boy.
He had
a
nine-leg parlay.
All in one night?
Well, it's all Raptors related. And
get out of here.
Here's what he had. Van Vliet over 13.5, Gary Trent over 12.5, Siakam over 14.5, Scotty Barnes over 9.5, Van Vliet over 2.5 threes, Scotty Barnes over 0.5 threes, Gary Trent over 2.5 threes, and the last leg was Pascal Siakam over 1.5 threes.
Oh, my gosh.
Would have paid him
I'm
seven
watching
grand.
All that right now. What?
Would have paid him
oh
7 grand.
Goodness.
Oh, my
goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, tough night for him. But,
hey, he got really lucky on the Scotty Barnes three. The guy hit a half-court prayer shot at the end
he
of the,
did. But
first
Scotty Barnes
is
taking threes again now. It's
I know.
It's a development that we've seen. I believe he had 3 3-point attempts last night, including the half-court heave that he did hit, which was awesome to see. Man, Scotty Barnes, he had a tough start last night. He was getting beat defensively and made some questionable turnovers, but did he ever have a hell of a bounce back when he came back in the second quarter. In the second half, he was great defensively. He was a big part of that effort to stop and slow Memphis down, and man, he's such a good player. It's so much fun to watch him play basketball. But that's the story with the Raps. A big win, and they conclude their road trip on Friday night against Indiana. Another potential for the Toronto parlay on Friday evening. It's the Raps and the Pacers and the Leafs and the San Jose Sharks. So I think we're feeling pretty good about that possibility. Although Indiana always poses some issues from the Toronto Raptors.
Yeah. San Jose playing really well, too, in hockey. They spanked the Ottawa Senators last night, 6-3.
Poor Ottawa. Ottawa's going to have a tough year. I think they are just going to get, you know.
It is a tough one there, man.
It is indeed. We didn't even mention McDavid and Dreisaitl. 4 points apiece last night. Those guys are going to win. I don't know who's going to win the Art Ross. It'll be one of McDavid or Dreisaitl, assuming they stay healthy, of course. But the gap between second and third, like, we know McDavid and Dreisaitl will be first and second. What do you think? It's going to be 25 points?
Well, I mean,
like, Ovechkin's not keeping this up point-wise.
Well, how can you say no? I mean, do you see the tear that Ovechkin's on right now? I was reading a stat. Did I send it to you guys? Or
how he has more points than any other Washington Capital in the last 20 years or whatever?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he's competing against himself.
33
it's just
points.
Him.
Dude, he's doing it without Backstrom.
I know,
like, Backstrom's been his go-to center iceman, and he's been doing this. He's been on this tear without Backstrom playing in the lineup. It's been amazing.
Yeah, he's been incredible, but, you know, Ovechkin, I think Ovechkin could keep the 50-goal pace, 60-goal pace, whatever it is. That's far more likely than he has 125 points. I just, to quote Al's brother, I just can't see it happening, historically speaking.
He doesn't
put up assists to that degree. But McDavid and Dreisaitl both might have 150 points. And then third in the NHL might be 110. It's crazy what those guys do night after night. And McDavid and Dreisaitl both with two goals and two assists, and the Oilers beating the Coyotes 5-3. So maybe we add the caveat of the Arizona Coyotes being their opposition. But a wild night in the sports world and a big day ahead. It's American Thanksgiving, meaning 3 NFL games on the schedule. It's the Bears and the Lions. It's the Raiders and the Cowboys.
Today,
and the Billies with a huge game against the New Orleans Saints. We'll tee them up for you. Coming up on the other side here on First Up. First Up continues here on TSN 1050. Aaron Kuralnik and Carlo Kolyak with you. This hour of First Up was brought to you by Sokolov Lawyers. Seriously injured? Don't put it off. Call Sokolov. Visit areyouhurt.ca.
They only get paid when you do.
Well, Coco, I mean, if you have any American friends, as I know you do,
I have none. I swear. I got none.
Zero. Well, yeah.
Zero.
Well,
that's zero American friends.
Factually incorrect. You know how big last night was, for one. It's one of the big party nights of the year in the U.S., right?
Uh-huh.
The Wednesday night before Thanksgiving. No one's working today. I mean, I don't think they open anything. It's like a legit holiday, big time, all the stores closed, no one's working, everyone's just getting after it the night before American Thanksgiving. Do I have the right interpretation here as a Canadian?
I believe you do.
Well, you lived in the States for a long time. Isn't that what
happens?
I know,
it absolutely does happen. I just can't remember if everything is closed. But yeah, majority of stuff is closed because today is one of the biggest gathering days of the year. I mean, and what does the NFL do to make it even more special? They give you a full slate of football to watch, too.
Bears and
Lions, yes.
They give you Dalton versus Goff.
Would that be considered like a good Thanksgiving Day present, or would that be considered a miserable Thanksgiving, the fact that you have to watch the Detroit Lions play on Thanksgiving?
Well, you don't have to do anything. I mean, it's totally up to your own volition. I mean, you make your own decisions as a human being, but I'll be dialed in for Bears and Lions for sure. I love the Bears, plus the 3.5. I think that's moved to 3.
You mean you love
the
Lions?
Did I say the Bears? I mean, I love the Lions.
You love the Lions.
The home dogs.
Yes.
I could see the Lions, perhaps, their first dub of the year. Although it's hard to really back, though. I mean,
are we calling it? Are we calling it? Because I feel it too, man. I feel it too.
I'm not calling it yet. You want to double down on your hunch with the Detroit Lions?
What, money line or spread?
See, I don't know. The three. I like the 3.5 so much more than the three with that team because there's. I don't think there'd be a lot of scoring.
I'll take the three. I'll take the three for sure. Yeah, yeah, sure. If you let me, I'll double down. I'd be happy to.
We'll talk to Edward a little bit later, get his thoughts on that game. But it is indeed Jared Goff and Andy Dalton going head-to-head to kick off Thanksgiving today at 12:30. And I guess you could – really, you know, it's not Goff and Dalton. It's Swift and Montgomery going head-to-head.
The that's the
star running backs.
No,
dude. Those guys will be the
– the matchup is a bear and a lion. Who wins the fight?
In what kind of bear?
Well, whatever bear you want to choose, and whatever type of lion you want to choose, who would win a fight?
Isn't the lion the king of the animal kingdom, or the whatever they call the lion?
Yeah,
king of the jungle. I guess the bears would reside in the jungle, but. If they did, the Lions would be tough to beat. So
you know your boy from Covers that gave you a cool shout-out on the air the other day?
Yeah, Josh Inglis. Yeah.
Okay, Josh Inglis. Mark Rowe was asking him to handicap the Thanksgiving games today. In particular, he said, give us a reason to watch the Lions versus the Bears. And he said, well, there's not much to really give you as a reason to watch, but I can give you a lock about the game. And he said the lock of the game is the Lions +3.5. So if that's any indication of what, if you're the betting man like yourself, I probably won't have any interest. Actually, I might have a little bit of interest because as crazy as this sounds, I have both Montgomery and Swift playing in one of my fantasy teams.
Oh, really? Today, well, that's a great spot. Detroit and Chicago are two of the worst rush defenses. So Montgomery, Swift, wouldn't surprise me if both put up triple digits today for their respective teams because they can't stop the run. I mean, the Bears are so banged up on the D-line. And DeAndre Swift is extremely talented. I mean, that guy can break a 50-yarder at any moment in time. And against the Bears' D, I can definitely see it happening.
Do you have the odds in front of you about an anytime touchdown for DeAndre Swift?
Should we be in the pluses? I would guess, Chrissy, what, +120, +130 for DeAndre Swift?
I'd love
Swift.
To throw a hundo on that if you'd let me.
+140, DeAndre
Swift. There you
Swift.
Go. Can I
you
put
want
a
to put your
on?
Hunge on DeAndre Swift? To score?
Anytime touchdown, yes.
All right. I'm gonna do that for you. So you're going to be down 2 hunge to me.
I promise you. If I lose, you will be getting an e-transfer tomorrow, okay?
All right. Promise. I'm not worried. I'm not
Bang!
Worried. I'm just kidding.
I mean, we were supposed to get together today for our team.
Yeah, it's a good thing we didn't do that.
Our official team first up lunch.
That would have been a bad idea.
Well, it would have been good because we could have watched football all day together.
Yeah, I got to have a couple drinky poos, you know, during the game. I mean, this is an all-day drinking affair in my household. I got the boys coming by. And
Another day.
Yeah, that's usually reserved for Fridays, Saturdays.
So I hate to transition this into golf talk, but it was a sad, sad day for me yesterday because, like I told you at the beginning of the show, it was a cleaning day for me. Like I'm going through a little house transition here, and I've got junk everywhere. And it's just, you know, you have your summer cleaning, your spring cleaning. Well, I have my winter cleaning right now, and yesterday, like just transitioning offices. If you can see the background of my office, it's just full of boxes. So I figured it was a good time to go through them all and just get rid of stuff that I either haven't used or don't even know about and just clean up the clutter. Well, what I also did too is I cleaned out my car because I'm trading and I'm getting a new vehicle tomorrow. And I'm really pumped for that. And it was a sad day. You know why? Because I had to pack away my golf clubs.
Hold on, you're getting a new car? What kind of car are you getting?
Acura RDX.
Is that an SUV?
SUV, yeah.
And what do you have? What we have right now?
MDX. Yeah.
True. I don't know. I'm not a car guy. Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'm glad for you, buddy. A new
car?
Yeah,
but dude, sad day, man. I got the
Policaro? Policaro?
Absolutely, yes.
Best in the business, for sure.
Yes. Don't go anywhere else, man.
Yeah, absolutely not. No. That is sad. I mean, my golf club's still in my car. Man, I got to drive my car. I haven't driven my car in like 3 weeks. I got to drive my car today.
So, AK, is this the veteran move right here? Look at my Zoom screen.
Your Sim 2. Is that, you have a 3-wood, a Sim 2 3-wood now?
Yeah, I got the whole set now. So is this about a month ago?
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't hit them yet because when I got them, the range was closed at my course. They don't want to be like using them like on the like during my round because I wanted to just enjoy hitting the ball, which I've been doing a lot of good lately doing so. But what do you think of this move? Is this a good office move where you've got the clubs as part of like the look in your office?
Well, it is, but that's the O-Dog's move. I mean, on Overdrive, he's got his bag set up, the tailor-made
setup. Where does he have that?
In his little office area. So, I mean, it is absolutely a good move. You have some of the finest golf clubs on the planet. Mm. I mean, the Sim 2, the tailor-made stuff. I mean, the driver, the 3-wood, the hybrid. I mean, can't do much better than that. I think it's a great move.
I love it, man.
And the Koliakovo jersey behind Team Canada. Yeah. Oh, delightful.
Yeah. I kind of like the way my office is sorting itself out right now.
And as 20 Fingers points out, also a Jeff McDonald, our boss move.
He just, oh, that's right.
Well, you remember what his office looked like when last time we were there, I don't know, 20 months ago. It's literally empty. He has a computer and golf clubs. Nothing else.
I remember one day I asked him the question. I was like, hey, what's the deal with those golf clubs? Is it for show or do you actually use those? He goes, no, just for show. Yeah. I was like, and you were asking him because they were righties and they're like, hey, do you mind if I like try out the driver that's in that bag?
Bogeys or yeah. Well, exactly. But you know what? All he wants, and anyone who's obsessed with golf, like me, you or Jeff or anybody, is you just want people to engage you in golf conversation, whatever it might be, PGA Tour, LPGA, playing golf. Oh, like, oh, you remember here? Oh, you played here? Oh, okay, cool. And those are conversations that can sustain for a very long time. So golf guys and golf gals have that in common where all they want to do is engage in conversation surrounding the great sport of golf.
Speaking of golf, the big match tomorrow.
I know. Bryson and Brooksy. Yes. 4 o'clock tomorrow. I can't wait for that. Oh, that's going to be so good. Huge day of sports tomorrow. Huge. Think about it. It's a nonstop couching day.
Oh,
you have Bryson Brooksy. Then you have Raps Pacers. Then you have Leafs Sharks.
And in between that, you've got a full slate of college football all day tomorrow, too.
And I'm hosting a big shaker tomorrow in my crib. A big shaker. The Cardi party going down. 20 Fingers will be at attendance.
Oh, that's right. The Cardigan party.
20 Fingers is the only person on the crew who's invited because I knew he would definitely refuse the invite. So that was an idea I had to begin with. We are giving away a pair of tickets to see the Raptors and the Bucks on Thursday, December 2nd. Every hour today, we will provide clues to the identity of a current or ex-Raptor. And once the final clue is given, you'll have the chance to call in and reveal that Raptor. Here is your first clue this morning about the mystery Raptor. This player, undrafted NBA player. Coco, any guesses?
Fred VanVleet?
I can neither confirm nor deny.
You didn't say. You were very slow to your answer there. It's almost like you rolled your eyes because I got it.
You did not get it. It's not Fred VanVleet. All right, two clues we're giving away this morning early. First Up continues with the Morning Scroll coming up next. Feeling good on this Thursday morning, Aaron Karolnik.
No.
With you.
Feeling great.
Bang.
We are,
and we'll be feeling a lot better after we hear from our producer, Arad Osvandi, for the Morning Scroll. Go ahead, buddy.
So, we always talk about these fire Nagy chants at random places.
Oh,
last
boy.
Night, we had another fire Nagy chant at a random place in Chicago. Hit it, Chrissy.
Is that the Bulls
these
game?
Chance at AEW Dynamite.
Being the wrestling event? Oh, my God. Wow. Guys, come on. He's done after today's game. Find the odds, if you can, of Matt Nagy being the coach of the Bears after today's game.
Okay. I'll see what we can find, but I don't know. The owner apparently addressed the team yesterday and said there was no truth to the rumor that he was going to be fired. And We'll have to see how things play out. I think if they lose to Detroit, keep in mind, Detroit is 0-9-1. They're an awful football team. If the Bears lose to the Lions, I think they fire Matt Nagy. And if the Bears win, I think he keeps his job for at least another week. That's my prognostication.
Well, congratulations.
We just got a very disturbing text message.
I saw that.
Did you see what's going on here?
Yes.
What the hell kind of messages? I mean, respect to our boy from Uxbridge.
Yes.
Yeah.
Jack.
Jack from Uxbridge. We didn't need to see that, Jack. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Please continue, Rod.
Okay. So, Collins Dictionary, second biggest dictionary in the world after Merriam-Webster, came out with their word of the year.
Okay.
And the word of the year is NFTs.
Ooh.
Based
that's
on
a word?
Its usage, it was up 110,000% from 2020 to 2021. Do you guys own any NFTs?
No.
How is NFT a word? Isn't it stand for non-fungible token?
It's
a short form.
Yes.
How could that be a word?
It's a word, just like, you know.
It's a dictionary. What's the name of the dictionary that you just said?
Collins Dictionary, basically.
It's Collins
Glasgow,
Dictionary, man. They make up their own stuff on the fly, apparently.
That'd be like saying, like, TBD is a word, like, to be determined. Isn't that the exact same thing? I don't think it's a word. Collins Dictionary. No wonder they're number two to Merriam-Webster, those losers. They can't just make up. It would be an acronym? Is that what a NFT would be? I don't know.
I don't know. But speaking of NFTs, look, I don't understand it. I'm not a big crypto guy and stuff like that. But apparently on Insider Trading the other day, CJ, our boy, Chris Johnson.
That guy's a crypto king.
Was talking about how the NHL is getting into the NFT game. And apparently the players that are selected for NFTs can make money on it too, based on points that they make, that they get in games. I don't know how this works, but this sounds really cool.
Sure.
Do you have any idea? I don't
understand NFTs either. I mean, I know it's their digital certificates that are registered in a blockchain. That's kind of the extent of my knowledge. I think it's on the Ethereum network. Shout out to Ethereum, quality cryptocurrency. But I don't know how these generate any money. I don't understand why you'd want to buy them personally, but look, there's a lot of people out there who've made a lot of money on just that. So shout out to them. And listen, I'm more interested in betting DeAndre Swift anytime touchdowns than buying NFTs. I think that's my lottery ticket, and I'm sticking to it.
Well, Coco, I mean, you brought up an interesting point. We're coming from a world of ratings to a world of clicks.
Uh-huh.
PGA was the first one to do that, right, with their reward system for players who get more followers, more clicks, and now I feel like NHL is
Who did that?
The PGA, right?
Oh, really? I didn't ever know that.
The Player Impact Program.
So explain to me how that works.
So the Player Impact Program is based on like a social media derivation of accumulation of clicks and followers and just social media impact. So let's use Tiger Woods as an example, who posted a 3-second video. That alone probably wins him the Player Impact Program for next year. And I think it's like a $40 million purse split between the top 10 players on the tour. So
what?
Yeah. I think they raised it to $50 million for next year. So, yeah,
Bryson and Brooks
are going to hit that too, of course.
We should get a Player Impact Program for our social content on this show.
That's right. TSN Impact Program.
Yes.
I think that's
a great
idea.
For all the great content we spit out there. I love it.
Quality idea. I'll pitch it to the bosses at TSN, and I'll let you know when they say no.
Bonus!
Do we want our bonus in cash or NFTs this year? Yeah. That's the real question.
Give me the cash.
I'll take the NFTs.
Next up, Arad.
Give me my bonus in crypto, guys.
Okay, OBJ.
0.1% crypto will be my bonus.
Well, give it to me. Have a crypto. You get the Shibu Inu token. You could have a lot of those. Maybe some Safe Moon.
But are we living in a world of like Super Mario Brothers with like all these tokens that we're talking about? Like, come on,
that's right.
It's crazy.
I look at my Binance portfolio from time to time. I have a buddy, my boy Ian, who came over maybe in May and was like, "Hey, like, do you want me to set you up a crypto portfolio? Give me like X number of dollars. Nothing too crazy. Mm-hmm. And I'll set you up. I'm like, yeah, sure. So maybe in like September, I was sitting around with another friend who also did that with my boy Ian. And we looked at it and our portfolio had tripled. So shout out to Ian and shout out to sketchy cryptocurrencies like Solana and SafeMoon and SaferMoon, all part of my crypto portfolio.
Wow. Crazy. SaferMoon. Arad, what's next?
Fan of Sailor Moon growing up?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, that's right. Sailor Moon. She was a fictional character.
That's right. Loved Sailor Moon back in the day. She was awesome. Oh.
Surprised what else? You know Sailor Moon, Carlo.
I'm surprised too, to be honest with you.
He had a big crush on Sailor Moon. Let's just say that.
I did.
Oh, who didn't?
I did.
Who did not? Finally, what's up? Josh Loomber coming up at 9:15.
There he is.
Finally, Carlos Correa the other day said Derek Jeter didn't deserve his gold gloves. Noah Syndergaard didn't appreciate that and said, Carlos Correa, just what he said about Derek Jeter not deserving his gold gloves. I think that was a little ridiculous thing to say. I will strike him out extra hard next time we play each other.
What,
one,
like
what does a striking out extra hard even mean?
When Syndergaard returns from injury? Like, come on.
Yeah.
Wait, Syndergaard, you know, super tough.
Yeah, I don't know what that means, extra hard. I mean, what are you doing? I don't even know how to answer that. How do you strike a guy out ahead extra hard? You throw the ball faster? Who knows? Maybe you'll hit him with a few. I don't know.
Could be.
Yeah.
Well, if Correa stays with the Astros, they'll play in the same division now since Syndergaard is an Angel. So hopefully, this gives us the Angels-Astros rivalry that we're all craving with Otani, with Trout, with Syndergaard, and then on the other side, Correa and Altuve.
Look, I, as just a fan of sports and somewhat an outside fan of baseball, all I want to see is the LA Angels be relevant, especially with that type of talent on that team. I want to watch Shohei Ohtani win a big game in the playoffs. I want to watch Mike Trout, the player they label as the best player in baseball, playing clutch moments in the playoffs. I don't want to just continue to hear about these guys and then they're watching at the most important time of the year.
Well, I just don't want to see it done with Robbie Ray as their ace, because that's a way that happens. Robbie
Ray
comes out.
Won't be their ace because Ohtani will be their ace.
I think it's pretty close. I think who's better between those two, at least coming off this most recent season. Actually, no, definitely Ray had a better year. I mean, just more innings pitched than Ohtani. But yeah, Ohtani and Ray at the top of your rotation, it's a good start. And then Ohtani and Trout and Rendon in the heart of your lineup. The Angels could be very, very good if things go according to plan. Thank you to Arad for the morning scroll. He'll be back a little bit later for Would You Rather. But coming up on the other side, Aaron Rodgers did something on a Zoom chat yesterday that appalled even the biggest of feet advocates. There we go. You know, you try to come up with a creative tease, throw in a break. Sometimes it's a little bit more challenging than other times.
Are we talking about our boy Rex Ryan?
Rex Ryan was very horned up when Aaron Rodgers went on Zoom, and we'll tell you why next.
Welcome back to First Up. It is Thursday, November 25th, and happy American Thanksgiving to all our friends across the border. It's going to be a day of feasting and football, but not to move too far ahead, did you guys know what day yesterday represented as an anniversary?
I actually do, yes. I saw this on the social medias.
Yes.
I can't believe you didn't recognize this yesterday morning.
Dude, to me, I don't recognize days of the month. I only recognize days of the week. So when I look at my calendar, I don't think that it's November 18th, November 20th. To me, it's Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Okay, that makes literally zero sense.
No, it
how can you? What do you mean? So your wife's birthday? It's like, oh, I didn't really recognize it because you know whatever X day it is, it was a Thursday. I don't know. I remember it as a Tuesday.
I forgot my birthday twice in my life.
Oh, I believe that.
It was just a day for me. Like I again, the way I live, I don't really, I mean, unless it's a special anniversary and stuff like that, and there is sort of attention brought to it. I live Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Christmas, so, New Year's, Halloween.
Well, Christmas is a day, you know it's December 25th every year, right? But when I'm looking at December 25th, I'm looking at what day of the week it's on.
1 month today, Christmas. That's crazy.
It is. Wow. Wow. November 25th. So anyways, going back to yesterday. Yesterday, it was brought to my attention that on November 24th, 2008, the greatest trade in Maple Leaf history was made. It was the Maple Leafs acquired Lee Stempniak for Alex Steen and your very own Carlo Colaiacovo.
Carlo Colaiacovo!
And I cannot believe how many times I read, worst trade in history, worst trade in history. Who was the GM? That GM should have been fired. Well, just everybody know, it was Cliff Fletcher who made that deal. And still this day, I sit here and reflect, and I'm like, what the hell was he doing?
Giving terrible up trade.
Me and Steen for Lee Stempniak. I mean, look, it worked out for me because I actually got to prolong my career and actually had some of my best years away from Toronto statistically. But, look, I'm forever grateful of my time in Toronto, and I always say this, that I always wish it would have gone a little bit differently. But it didn't. But, hey, you know what? You always got to be grateful for the things that you're given in life. And to me, I was given a chance to start my NHL career with my hometown team, and that's something I'll never, ever forget.
And who knows, man? If you hadn't been traded, you could be on Legends Row with Dave Keon and Wendell, Doug Gilmore, Matt Sundin, and Carlo Colaiacovo.
That's right.
Okay. There it is. Okay, I was waiting.
Move over, Wendell Clark.
Doug Eugene. Quickly, I want to mention the Aaron Rodgers thing because I teased that prior to going to break. So Aaron Rodgers is on Zoom yesterday doing his media because that's how he does his media now that he's immunized, not vaccinated. And there was some speculation that his injury was not a football injury. It was COVID toe. I don't know if you've heard of COVID toe before, but apparently if you get COVID, your toes can get like messed up somehow. I don't know. I didn't really delve too deep. So that's what people are like, oh, like Rodgers, you know, is not actually injured. He just has COVID toe, which I mean, I think is your toes kind of turn a little purplish is my understanding. So Rodgers,
well, you know what else turns your toes purplish? This injury called turf toe.
Well, he doesn't have turf toe or COVID toe. He's a fracture in his toe. So that's what he revealed yesterday. And in doing so, he like puts his feet up right to the camera on his Zoom. He's like, hey, guys, like check out this. You could see it was just a very unpleasant sight for Packers media. But Rodgers does not care. He just soaks it in. Cool as a cucumber, and that's all that Aaron Rodgers likes to portray.
This is just another move by him laughing in everybody's face.
Oh, for sure.
Because there's no way he would have done that in a live press conference.
I don't know.
But he did it because he's the only guy right now that has requested to do his own Zoom meetings. And he's making a mockery of it. He's like, ha, you know what? You guys can make fun of me all I want. I'm going to do whatever I want. And I'm in this little press room in front of a camera. And I'm going to make myself look stupid because I know people are going to be talking about it. It's like he embraces all of this negative criticism and this negative attention. He just does it for show.
I just hope that Aaron Rodgers does not suffer any groin injuries anytime soon. Has to clarify what those are.
What, COVID groin now?
COVID groin is a new ailment. It's like, no, it's not COVID groin, boys. Check this out. Yeah. Like, oh, no. Please, no. Don't do it, Aaron Rodgers.
Unbelievable.
Hour two of First Stop on the way. A late one for the squad here on First Stop. The Leafs dismantling the LA Kings 6-2 on the West Coast to kick off their three-game California trip. The Raps with a second-half demolition of the Memphis Grizzlies, and will tee up the big three Thanksgiving games in the NFL. We are feeling good this morning on First Up. We'll be back after this.